This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The man suspected of hitting and killing a Colorado Springs police officer is pleading not guilty in his case. 42-year-old Justin Kula was arraigned today in El Paso County Court. He's accused of running over parole officer Christine Sandoval last September. The judge in the case set a trial date for October 28th. It's expected to last 2 weeks. A man wanted for felony escape is under arrest in Colorado Springs after authorities found him in the ceiling of a hotel room. Christopher Dieter had a warrant for escape from the Colorado Department of Corrections. He was found hiding at a hotel room near I-25 in South Academy yesterday and arrested. U.S. Marshals, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, and the Fountain Police Department responded to the scene. Mayor Mo Bilotti is asking voters to support 2C.
I'm asking you for your support. For us to continue this work of creating smoother roads and as we invest in your city and community.
The mayor held his monthly press conference Thursday discussing efforts to put 2C back on the ballot as Colorado Springs launched a website showing what roads have been or will be worked on because of this tax. 2C is the city's road improvement plan for rebuilding and improving the city's roadways. Mo Bilotti says the sales tax has helped to make roads smoother over the last 9 years, but points out there's still a lot more to be repaved. The city council will decide if 2C goes up for a vote in November. Colorado Springs Chief Housing and Community Vitality Officer is calling it quits. Steve Posey announced his resignation earlier this month, effective immediately. In a letter to the mayor, he mentioned taking a different career path. City officials said his resignation was unexpected and is not due to conflict with city leaders. A heads up for anyone heading to the Garden of the Gods Park. The Ute Trail and all other routes in the area are closed through May. That's how long it'll take for crews to repair a ravine. Construction started yesterday and detour signs are up. Juniper Way Loop will also have temporary closings during the project, but park hours will not be changing. Visitors are asked to check out an online map to find alternative climbing routes. Former President Trump's social media company will go public as part of a merger. Lisa Taylor has more.
Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation approved a merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, which owns Truth Social. The company can begin trading as a public company as early as next week, with stock prices currently at around $40 per share, Trump owning 58% of the stock. The former president stands to make over $3 billion from the deal, depending on how the stock ultimately trades. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
New York City, once again, tops the list of richest cities in the country and the world. Sarah Lee Kessler with details.
The Big Apple remains number one with nearly 350,000 millionaires and 60 billionaires. This despite a major exodus to Sunbelt cities during the COVID pandemic. San Francisco has 68 billionaires, but it ranks second behind New York on the new World Wealth Report because it only has 305,000 millionaires. Other cities rounding out the top 10 richest are Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Dallas, Seattle, Boston, Miami, and Austin, Texas. Sarah Lee Kessler.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Friday afternoon. Beautiful blue skies with just some partly cloudy conditions out there. We do have some breezy conditions with winds ramping up tomorrow up to around 20 miles per hour in Colorado Springs. Temperatures still warm though with those winds blowing from the southwest for your Saturday. We will have clear skies until the afternoon when things start to change. Mountain snow, but we stay dry in Colorado Springs until Sunday night.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.